You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, and now streaming live on Ustream, this is AfterBuzz TV for the Jersey Shore. Tonight's host is Kevin K-Wow Undergaro. Is that right? Kevin is back? Oh boy, the circus is back in town. Joining Kevin will be AfterBuzz co-hosts Brant the Body Panvetich, Phil the Thrill Svitek, and special correspondent Mari Fagel. And because it's St. Patrick's Day, DJ Jesse Janity will be bringing the drops and slinging the shots. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip about the Jersey Shore. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, picking up where the show leaves off, and the buzz continues, Kevin K-Wow Undergaro!
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much, Sir Richard Wentworth. And, yes, go. Little bit of the Murphys coming in for our special St. Patrick's Day edition of AfterBuzz Jersey Shore.
And our first video show.
Yeah, oh, that's right. This is our first video show.
It is.
Oh, and I've got a few things to say about that. How much are we going to, like, let this go?
Well, I wanted to save the intro because on the line now is our one and only Mari Fagel.
Mari! Mari, you're now dirty blonde, no longer blonde Mari.
Hello?
Okay, I think we need to hear the Murphys again.
Mari, you there?
Let's go back to the Murphys. Come on, I want to finish
Mari.
My beer.
Mari.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay, so we're playing that. Here we go. I'm going to guzzle another one. We'd like to thank Budweiser for our beer.
And the Irishmen for creating a holiday.
Yeah, creating our holiday. How appropriate. St. Patrick's Day, I know the Irish generally hate the Italians and vice versa, at least where I'm from. However, it is St. Patrick's Day, and in the spirit of St. Patrick's Day, we're drinking during the Jersey Shore show. Although, at least when I host the show, we drink anyway. So I
That's
guess it's
true.
Really nothing new, except our beer is green.
And for those of you on watching Ustream, I have tried to pop my collar because I hear that's the thing to do.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I want to get involved. I don't think I have a collar. And then let's give it up for Boston. You know, plays at the end of every Celtics game, which we love. Love the Murphys.
This is Mari texting me.
What is Mari saying?
I'm calling in. It picks up, and I hear nothing.
Ah. Too many shots, DJ Jesse.
We did tell her to drink.
She is coming in drunk.
She's drunk too. Excellent. Good. All right. Perfect. Well, this probably isn't the best way to start our show after my two-show suspension from After Buzz.
Wasn't it three?
It probably was three. Three-show suspension. The last show we had, a couple of our co-hosts were overserved, as we like to say. There was drinking. I think a couple of F-bombs were dropped. It wasn't good, according to management. And I was put out to pasture. But, you know, it was really nice. The last three shows, Jesse, were just very intelligent. I just really enjoyed the way you guys broke down the production of Jersey Shore and discussed the topics of reality television and the future of some of our cast members and, you know, where they're going, the direction of the business in general. It was nice.
Well, we figured, you know, two episodes out of 13, you know, we wanted to give a different side of...
Yeah, it was nice. No, we turned it into the McNeil effing Lear report.
There we go.
That is not the AfterBuzz Jersey Shore.
It was more like a Paul... Howdy doody.
Yeah.
I'm Paul Ashton.
I mean, it was like... It was. But in fact,
Paul Ashton, by the way, from our Glee and the
Paul
Boring
Ashton.
Edition.
Yeah, I mean, right. And how do we? We're like the redheaded stepchildren. Like, why are we? Why are we last in line to go video, Jesse? And I know, Phil, it's a question for you too, but like, seriously, why are we third in line?
Well, we just got our TriCaster set up.
No. You've got you guys do the game, you do Glee, you do Idol. And no disrespect, all very popular shows, but everyone go check your iTunes, okay? Right here, most popular show, Jersey Shore After Show, most popular show. And yet, I'm suspended for 3 shows, and I'm fourth, fifth, with sixth in line to be videotaped.
Hey, this is the first time I'm handling it all by myself tonight.
Okay, all right. Yeah, again, and why do we get the skeleton crew, Phil?
I know. And what is going up with Mari?
Okay, well, all right. So then we talk about, like, and we don't have Roxy here, down on spring break. Alexandra's on spring break. Brant's home with sick kids. And where is Mari? Get that nerd on the phone. Jess, are you going to get her on the phone?
I'm working on it.
All right, okay. Let's bring it back to the Jersey Shore. I thought this was a great episode, Phil.
It was.
I really enjoyed it. I really was excited to see things heat up again. And it was like, as we were getting to the end, I kept saying to Phil, please don't
bring... By
the
way, we're watching it. One of the things that we do is we like to keep it on replay muted. And so for those of you watching the video side, you'll sort of see Jersey Shore as we commented on it. For those of you in Radio Land, you know,
oh, look, no, now we're seeing a... What is this, Phil, that we're seeing? What movie is this?
Friends with Benefits?
Is that...
I believe. I don't know. Right? No,
It's Timberlake and...
Cameron Diaz.
You know, this was probably made a long time ago when they were dating.
Maybe. Interesting.
Wow. Okay. Once again...
Our ADD shows.
Yeah, no, you can tell we've been overserved. I'm sorry. So, back to the Jersey Shore. I thought it was a great episode. Once again, God damn that Sally... Salsano brings us all the way to the end just when it gets crazy and we're out. But the sitch really stirs the pot on this one and really gets Ronnie and Sammy right back to the forefront again, fighting each other, right at each other's throats. It was Jersey Shore court at the end of it. Kind of seemed like guys against the girls in a sense, although the girls were much more passive. This has been Brant's point, and I agree. The guys definitely rule his house. I mean, what are your thoughts? I mean, you guys were kind of cheering against the situation.
No, for me, I wasn't cheering against
the situation. You were. Jesse was.
Jesse was. But it was tough for me to take. At the beginning of the episode, we go to the T-shirt shop. And by the way, it got its dues and so much more in this episode. But Dina said, this is my last day of work. And that's when it hit me. Wait, what? Oh.
Yeah, no,
well,
I know.
We're coming to an end.
What are we going to do?
Sir
Richard Wentworth wants us to do at least a 10 to 15 minute weekly report on the Jersey Shore until Rome.
I think we should take that time and just drink until it comes back on.
Well, you know that's never worked in the past.
No,
it's always
it hasn't.
Too, and sadly, we're just not good at it. There's just, and you know, when I see a guy like Arvin, let me just bring it back to the Jersey Shore. Arvin was the gorilla juicer that allegedly was going to the bar to meet Sammy. And when I saw Arvin and I saw the size of him, it reminded me, it kind of shattered my dreams, Phil.
Like, because he's so big? Or
just so big. And most of them are also, because of the steroids and because of the East Coast mentality, also so violent. It just, guys like us would just get killed.
Yeah.
Like, these guys aren't getting killed anymore because they're so famous. But remember first season? There were, like, lots of brawls that broke out. Now you don't see it as much anymore because they're rock stars. But, no, guys like us, sorry, we'd get pummeled. which means our destiny is to just sit here in the studio, drink, and watch them and wish we were them. Is that Mari in the background?
Mari.
Mari, happy St. Paddy's Day.
You here? We hear crackling.
I hear him back there. I hear her doing something. Anyway, when she mans up, she's at a bar, right?
She came from a bar.
She came from a party.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. Were they what? Had wine coolers?
Yeah.
Spritzers.
She said yesterday. She said yesterday on the phone, "I'll go to a party, but don't worry, I won't drink because I know I have to call in." I'm like,
"Oh my god, will you please give me my cue, Jesse?"
No, I probably should take it back because she can't get on the line right now. But I got to say, I got to give Mari her props last night on the Real World.
All right, first play the cue, and then we'll speak to it. It's my favorite. This is my favorite time. Every time Mari comes on, this I believe this should play.
And why are we experiencing technical difficulties?
Thank you. Okay. Now, Jesse, you were telling me during one of the commercials of Jersey Shore why, in fact, Mari's not a nerd. I guess I've been wrong all this time.
Mari is not a nerd, actually. She proved us wrong yesterday. We played a little Truth or Dare because on the Real World they had this corny Truth or Dare. They were like little children, like, do you like her? Do you like this? And Mari stepped up and said, hey, we should have a Truth or Dare here on AfterBuzz. Because they don't know how to play Truth or Dare. And Mari totally stepped it up and beat both of our stories.
And revealed that she's a skank.
Yes, she woke
up. Facts. What do we got?
She was in Miami with a friend, met a guy at a party, went to this huge, huge mansion with her friend and some guy that she met. The guys whose house it was told Mari and the other guy who Mari brought that they had to leave, so they ended up on a yacht. Mari woke up the next morning alone on a yacht and received a text message saying that the guy left her because he had to catch a plane.
But did they smush?
Oh, they sure did. And she blacked out, so she really didn't remember too much.
Yeah. She.
That was my experience.
Mari! Oh, my little Mari! She's been deflowered. Oh, my goodness.
If only the parents knew this. The parents' lawyers.
Wow. She really belongs doing the Jersey Shore with us.
She does.
Oh, wow.
She
she's passed. I mean, here all along, we're talking about
Roxy. I'm going to step in the booth, and I'm going to get her on the phone.
Yeah, all right. Get her on the phone. Oh, God. Okay, so now I have to man this alone.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, let's bring it back to the Jersey Shore.
All right.
So... I see. It's a very entertaining episode. We've got the stalker is back. We see Vinny very drunk. We see Vinny gets an earring, and the earring maybe almost changes Vinny.
It did change him. Maybe the drugs that they gave him. I mean, what did they use? A little antiseptic?
I don't think it was the drugs. No, I. You know, it's funny. There was a great article in Rolling Stone, the March 17th issue, about Snooki. And if you're a fan of the Jersey Shore, pick it up. Very insightful. And... you get to know her a lot better, and a lot of them too. And when it comes to Vinny, I mean, this is a guy who's 23 years old, so he's a young guy. I mean, this has been a year and a half, 2 years of this journey, and I've seen him almost. I've seen this corrupt him to a degree.
Did you feel that he started being corrupted?
I think last season, but I'm seeing more of it now.
Oh, definitely. I mean, he's instigating a lot more now.
He is.
And even tonight, I mean, he's pushing the boundaries with Snooki, and I don't know if I like it. I don't know how.
I don't love this Vinny. I like him, but I don't love this Vinny.
Right.
I love my Sitch, and I just absolutely adore. nice, Phil doing a little dance for the camera because again. Don't all your little rock stars on Idol and them all dance?
Oh, they want a stripper drops. Pole. They want
and like
the
on
works.
The game, right? They're all, yeah, whatever. As yeah, okay. And you don't.
Mari should be. Is Mari on the line? Did I fix this or did
yes,
I?
Guys, I'm here.
Mari, happy St. Patty's Day, Mari.
I'll take full
happy
credit
Saint
for that.
Patrick's
by the way,
Day to you.
Okay, Mari just found out all the information about you that you spilled on AfterBuzz Real World. Very interesting.
So now are you going to stop playing Revenge of the Nerds?
Yeah, you know what? I think
my junior year spring break story.
I think I'm going to have to find someone else to pick on.
Oh, wow. In that one story, now I'm no longer the person to be picked on.
You know what? Here's what I love about Mari. Where I was at a salon in New York a few days ago. And
is that where you were?
A stylist to the stars. Was coloring people's hair, and who runs up to me in all her foil but little Mari? I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. Big hug.
I know, seriously, what a small world.
I mean,
I'm
it was
sitting
nuts.
There, I get my hair colored, I go to the sink, I come back, who do I see?
I'm like, but, what's up, baby? Yeah, you're never going to get rid of me.
I got some of my hair color conditioner on your sweater. I felt that.
Yeah, no. Well, you know something? I was dealing with some issues via email. Some stalker, very similar to Danielle, the stalker on.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I was dealing with some issues. And so you only had half my attention. I still absorbed everything you said, Mari, but forgive me. I was a little bit rattled. I wasn't quite myself, but it's always a pleasure to see you. And I think the color was very well. Not quite as
Thank
blonde,
you.
Mari.
No, not quite as blonde. What do you think?
I mean, I loved it. It's great. You're a gorgeous girl. But I'm a fan of the blonde, I have to tell you. But let's have fun with
You're
this.
A fan of the blonde.
I am, but I mean this. It did look great. It really did. It looked great.
Maybe we'll have to put it to an AfterBuzz vote.
Yeah, no, we will put it to an AfterBuzz vote. But no, I think
blonde
it's an either. It's an either or. It's an either or. Well, I didn't feel it was brunette. It was more dirty blonde, right?
Yeah, it's like a light brown.
Yeah, very cute. Very cute. Mari, did you see tonight's show?
I did see tonight's show.
All right, what were your thoughts?
I don't see why everyone is making such a big deal about Sammy. Am I wrong? She texted the guy, like, the day that she got back, but, like, her and Ronnie were, like, in a murky situation. They weren't, like, together again.
I know, but girls aren't supposed to do that. Guys can do that. Girls aren't supposed to.
That is a totally unfair double standard.
Well, I mean, but this is the Jersey Shore. This is what we do.
I just totally don't get it. It's like they're all making the biggest deal out of it and calling her this sneaky, shady girl.
Mari.
It's very sneaky, very shady.
Mari, it's not necessarily for you to understand, but you just have to accept it and go with it and just live with it. That's the rule.
Mari, this is why I'm telling you. You would have a difficult time at the Shore House. Me? I'd get along great. I'd be right with them.
So I'd have a difficult time. I mean, I guess if they put them to such a double standard like that, I just can't believe. I understand it would be sneaky and shady if while she was dating him, she was texting a guy asking him to meet her at a club. But that is totally not out of line. In fact, I'm not surprised that she called a guy and texted him to meet her the night she got back to Jersey. She wanted to make Ronnie jealous. She wasn't with him. That's not cheating.
So Ronnie was emotionally and slightly physically abusive. What's the big deal? We all get crazy like that once in a while, right? Why did she have to go? She should have went home, and if I were her, worked out really hard, tried to drop some weight, get herself together, and come back being an even better Sammy for Ronnie. Should have been 100% focused on that. Should not have been texting anyone else.
Yeah, I mean, what I take it as,
totally
she should have learned her
sneaky.
Lesson.
She should have
said, I did something wrong. He's obviously very, very upset with me. I don't quite understand what I did wrong, but I did. And so I should approach him and ask him how I can better myself.
Yeah.
And you know what? Good, better, best. Never rest until you're better or good is better and you're better best. And that's what she should have done
and didn't.
You are ridiculous.
Well,
ridiculous. Did wrong.
She did nothing wrong. She went and texted Armin. Arvin.
To make the guy jealous.
No.
She hurt his feelings.
That's right. And she was like, meet me out tonight. It wasn't more like just to get him jealous. Meet me out tonight. And the guy, he came out alone.
Of course she's going to say meet me out tonight. She wanted to make Ronnie jealous. It was her first night back in Jersey. He really hurt her. Like, she wanted to make him jealous. I don't see anything wrong with that. It's not like that's cheating.
No. Mari, you saw the end now. Did you make out? Yes, we did.
No. He said, but when did they make out? They made out that night.
Oh, God. Oh, here comes Jesse.
Yeah, okay. Mari, I'm right with you. Okay. I was saying the same thing in the studio. This is ridiculous.
No, I don't care if you made out when you're 5 years old or, yeah, you know, whatever. That you made out with
listen.
That dude. That's it.
Well, let's count the amount of people Ronnie's made out with versus the amount of people Sam's made
out with. Okay, all right. But do we at least all agree it's different for guys and girls. We all agree on that. Great.
No.
Because we all agree on that. For a guy, it's okay to go and make out with a ton of girls. For a girl, slutty.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's different for us. It's different for us, Mari.
Mari, I hear girls out of all our hosts that come in here that are girls, I just hear, you know, they're watching their number. And I'm like, what do you mean, your weight? No, they mean their number of guys they sleep
right.
with. And Roxy says, here's the thing. That's why you start a rotation. Or if you're a guy, you want to get in there before the age of 25. That way you're on the rotation.
So they keep the rotation.
Because you're not increasing her number.
We need
but
Roxy.
You're still getting
laid. See, Roxy's just genius. Just so far ahead of herself. God bless that kid. But, okay, it's all about keeping those numbers down when you're a girl. When you're a guy, you want to get the numbers up. That's just how it is. Oh, what? Oh, Jesse with the dirty look in the booth. Oh, my God.
I'm just laughing.
What? Oh, yeah.
This is like watching the Jersey Shore right
Jesus.
Here.
Jesus. Phil, what's come to the world?
We just got to. It's already messed up. We're never going to fix it, in my opinion. So, you know what? Might as well.
No, you know who's trying to fix things? The Sitch.
Yeah, he is. He
totally
really is.
Totally trying to fix things. Runs the family, the amazing patriarch, like, we're going to fix this. No, and I love him for, like, going out on a limb because I'm your boy. And he said, I'm going to go be boys with Arvin just to get the truth. Amazing. Amazing.
Right.
I want him in my family. I'm moving him
and
into my house.
And you're not going out on a limb getting Danny the T-shirt guy who had way too much camera time this
week. Yeah, we saw Danny the T-shirt guy, and all I asked from Scoop Fagel, please, can we get the T-shirt guy doesn't show up on anyone's radar. Mari. You're Scoop Fagel. Why don't we have him?
I know.
I'll make three calls and have
him. For the finale. Maybe I'm holding him out for the finale.
Are you holding? No, really.
That's next week.
Mari, come on. You can't call
him
from TV1.
I'm trying to get him.
Are you making any progress?
The only progress I can make is with someone I know who worked on the show the third season, and she's trying to get him.
Can you at least say you're drunk? And that's why you're failing? I'll accept that answer.
I had a couple beers.
Yeah, no, wait. Actually, wait. Scoop Fagel with your 4.0. Like, you don't fail. This is intriguing to me. Why are you not getting us Danny the T-shirt man from the Shore Store?
The only way I know how, other than, I mean, I tried to get a name, address, a number and address for the Shore Store. It was not listed. Then I decided to call the Commerce Bureau in Seaside Heights. They couldn't help me. They said they couldn't get the number. Then I reached out to someone who was a production assistant on season 3. She couldn't help
was
me.
Lame.
So now I'm still waiting on
did
her.
You, I mean, did you Google this guy's name? Did you Google his name?
Here's what I'm going to say. Yesterday on the Real World.
Of course you Googled his name. Okay, you did that.
Of course I did. I am a reporter. I've covered all my bases.
I know, but that's why, like, you're Scoop Fagel. Like, if you can't do it, I'm like.
No, how hard is it to get in a car, go down there,
and get Danny the T-shirt guy? It might be closed. It's probably closed in the wintertime, right?
So you wait outside the door till the summer.
Excellent. You're right, Phil.
I mean,
there's no
number or address listed.
Come on, Mari. You drive down to the Jersey Shore. You're going to say, where's the Shore Store? And
Wait.
But it might not be open. Even me, I don't want you going down there. I don't want you wasting your time if it's not open.
I will go down there, but while I have the floor, I'm going to say I don't think situation helps the situation at all. I think he is a complete drama king. He loves to stir up shit. That's what he does. He's trying to take care of the family, and he's looking out for his boy.
He called her out for being a sneaky bitch. Oh no, Jesse's shaking his head. What? How did this happen to me? This is After Buzz Jersey Shore. This is not Glee. This is not Mad Men. It's not After Buzz American Idol. I don't know what goes on those shows.
Look, I love everybody on the Jersey Shore except for the situation. And I used to love the situation until this season.
Oh, my God. I'm getting ill.
Here's the thing, right? Okay, so you guys hate the situation. That is ridiculous. And
Mari, hate the situation? Mari, that's your turn to go, no. I didn't say I like him, but...
I didn't say I hate him.
Okay.
That you guys are sitting there lauding him like, oh, he's such a good
friend. The patriarch of the family.
He's willing to give it a shot.
No, the only one willing to go out on a limb has the courage to go out on a limb to do what's best for the family and for Ronnie. Everyone else, like, shh, I don't. Oh, no. all like you, like just white bread, waspy people, like, oh, I don't want to get involved. I don't want to get involved. I don't want to ruffle any feathers. No, this is a guy who goes out on a limb and takes a stand. It's a situation. He saw a situation, and what did he do? Acted on it. Booyah!
You are under his spell. You are under the spell of the situation, whereas I can see right through it. He was doing that solely to stir up shit. That's all he wants to do.
No, okay.
He loves the drama. He loves the gossip. He loves to get involved for the sake of getting involved, not for the sake of, like, protecting his family or helping a friend.
Do you think his IQ is that high?
Why would your IQ have to be high to
think to you? Because you just like laid out about 6 or 7 moves like a chess game. He's a checker player. King, bitch.
He doesn't even know what that is.
Yeah, no. It's just like I just think in the moment. It's like, you know, you had to get involved.
And here's what I will say. So the tsunami, obviously a very terrible thing. But people like you, Mari, I'm sure you guys are watching at home and with your dinners, and you're like, oh, that's sad. And move on with your day. Whereas the situation,
he's doing something. Excellent point. The situation is the type that would have gotten involved in the tsunami.
That's right.
Whereas you, Mari, and you, Jesse, in the booth, would have all been like, oh, tsunami, so sad. But I don't want to get involved. I don't want to.
I already donated to the Red Cross.
Oh, sure. Okay. And do you feel better about yourself now? Not the situation.
No.
Situation went out on a limb. No, went out on a limb. And I'm telling you now, risked getting his ass kicked by Ronnie. Risked getting his ass kicked by Arvin. Risked being hated by the girls in the house. But no, went out on a limb. You know what? Courage.
That's right.
Decency.
I totally disagree. Oh. I totally 100% disagree. I think it's not courage. I think he's a drama king. He loves drama. That's all I can say.
This is the sound of me grabbing another beer. And for those watching, you'll see me. You have driven me to drink. Mari, I'm sorry. I'm taking the Ronnie role now. You're my Sammy. This is what you've driven me to. You are a selfish bitch.
I actually have a really shocking, controversial theory about the situation that I'm going to hold off until the finale episode next week.
Oh, you're killing me.
I'm holding it off. But I have a feeling you won't like it one bit.
No, wait a second. No, Mari. I'm not going to ask you to get specific, but is it opinion or is it some fact that you found out?
It is opinion.
Ugh, everyone and their opinions.
People's opinions.
You're supposed to be Scoop Fagel.
People's opinions.
What?
And it's their view of facts that have been laid out.
Oh, God. Mari.
By the way, Mari, you remember Buzz?
No. It's not that. It's your Scoop Fagel. When you give me a cliffhanger like that, it's supposed to be like, I know something no one else knows. I found out, and I'm not going to deliver it to the finale.
Let's just leave it for next week.
All right, can I issue a challenge, Mari?
What?
Your Scoop Fagel, right? We all agree on that. All right? I want a scoop next week. I want something. Something to sink my teeth into. Something our fans can sink their teeth into. Shake it up. By the way, did you read the Rolling Stone article about Snooki?
I saw the cover.
Okay. Apparently, I'm the only one who read the article. That's good. Yeah, okay. The guy that, by the way, is sixth in line to be videotaped, suspended for 3 different shows. Okay, whatever. I'm the only one who does my research. Anyway, if you read the article, very, very interesting about the background of Nicole Snooki Pelosi. Doesn't want to really be kind of sick of being called Snooki. Misses being called Nicole.
Well, we kind of knew that.
But also, did you know about the person that left her house drunk driving and died in high school?
Did you know
about that scoop?
We did not.
I guess Radar Online reported it, and her boyfriend at the time had told the guy, you know, don't leave, don't drive, don't, you know, drink and drive or whatever. And they tried to bring her up on charges for selling alcohol to this guy. She was underage herself, and of course she was innocent. And I think it was some kind of probation. And it was very interesting. If you read the interview, I'll tell you, and again, everyone get ready with your mud balls to throw at me, but an honest and confident and in some ways an inspirational kid. And I know I called into my own show. I had a call into my own show. Like, I'm like getting violent. I had a call into my own effing show. How does that work, Phil? So I call into my own show like 3 shows ago. Brandt cuts me off. But I was the one who said, like, this girl is going to end up being a role model. Everyone laughed at me and cut me off. But you know what? Read the article in Rolling Stone. Here's a girl who's 4 foot nothing, was picked on by all the seniors when she was a freshman. By the way, very similar story to Maria Menounos when Maria tells her stories from being in high school. And she said when she went to a lot of the clubs, now she's Chilean, adopted, but adopted by Italians. And when she went to the clubs as a young kid and she saw all the guidettes and the confidence that they showed, she said, geez, I want to be like them. And just to read about it and the fact that she's like, I just want to accept myself for who I am. Some of the stuff I see, I'm not proud of. I'm disappointed that I do drink too much. I'm disappointed with how I look. She said, and she also said, she claims she's only had sex once on the show.
Interesting.
And that the other stuff is kind of like making out and things like that. But I'll tell you, everyone pick up the article in Rolling Stone. I already had my gut told me something about her, but if you read this article, just more to her than this just kind of like drunken loudmouth. There really is. And there's a reason why she stands out, and there's a reason why she's able to carry what she carries. And I'm telling you now, 5, 10, 15, 20 years from now, women will look at her and say, you know what? She went out and owned her sexuality. Like, she showed that being a girl and hooking up and drinking and whatever, like a guy, like, is okay. And why, and you know, why shouldn't it be?
Well, we got to get that. We got to get this out there. We, by the way,
I said this, no, but Phil, I was like mocked and cut off when, now play the nerd. Please play me my nerd thing, please.
Get those nerds!
No, 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 Mari. Now listen, no, I was like, I had Chelsea Cannell here from Fox. I had Brent Pinvidich, like major showrunner. And everyone was like, oh, yeah, right, role model. And come off of my own show.
I got to give it to you, though. I got to say, out of all the characters on the show, Snooki hasn't put herself in a box. So if she is to get a spinoff and we are to see more of Snooki, like with the Jersey Shore, they, like she said, they only want her for being drunk and being messy, and that's all we get to see of her. So I do think, and she is probably one of the most relatable characters on
the
show.
She is. And absolutely.
So once we are able to go get past the Jersey Shore with her, I kind of do agree with you. When
yeah,
it comes to Snooki.
And yeah. later in life, you know, you're going to see that people are going to—it's in this moment in time, and you see this with how many people in history. This quote, you guys are really going to go nuts. What? No prophet is ever esteemed in his own time.
Yeah, that's very true.
Well, okay. And so
in 20, 20, 30, 40 years, Snooki, you think will be admired?
I do, because she went out and owned it. She owned who she was.
I don't think in 20, 30, 40 years people are going to remember Snooki. I'm sorry.
No.
Nope. I don't.
I think, you know something? I think she has staying. I think this kid has some staying power because she.
I think 10 years, yes. 20 years, no.
Well, remember, she's young. Well, how old is she, guys?
She's, what?
What do you
20?
Think? She's going to be partying on the shore when she's
no!
45?
No! That's not the
point. No. Cupcake. She's going to be like, it'll be kids. It'll be opening businesses. It'll be like becoming a grandparent. It'll be a talk show. They'll if she wants to, and I think she does, because she says in this article, which is something I always say once you become famous. She says in the article, "What else can I do now? Yes, I did want to work with animals. I did. I can't work a desk job. I can't be back in that world." So I have to find a way to evolve this the way Jessica Simpson has. I have to find a way to monetize it, but to continue on in television. She said there are, and she's smart enough to know, which if you listen to our earlier shows, I said, there are going to be other shows in these guys where it's going to be the situation with his station wagon and a baby seat in the back where he's going to try to be a dad. Like there's, for some of them, no, they'll just fade away. But for some of these guys, they'll evolve into other things because Mari, these guys are far greater than some of the other twits on these other reality shows who spin off into things. I think these guys are far greater and have far more entertainment value. And this girl, because she's aware of it and because she's honest and because she owns it, I think she'll be able to go as long as she wants to go. Well, she'll evolve.
Okay, now I have a question.
Go.
Do you think Vinny will be by her side as she's evolving?
Now ready for the bad guy like in me? Vinny will be at her side if it suits his career. I think Vinny's young. He's 23. He's a baby. Vinny's got, 8 years of like smushing ahead of him. He's just got to get some crap out of his system. So the reason, and she goes into it in this Rolling Stone article, they're stuck in this house. We've talked about it before. They have this one duck phone, but they have no TV, no internet, no cell phones, and they're literally going batty. So that's why you see like Vinny saying, can we just go for a hamburger and go out and just talk? Because at the end of the day, they're human beings. And this is where we're at the end of the line now for this season. And you can see after two solid months, they're tired. They've had it. It's like every single night going out. And it's not like they're going out to different bars in Vegas where you can see different people. They're at the Jersey Shore going to two different bars. They're probably seeing the same people out every single night. So will Vinny be with her? Maybe if it's, like I said, if it's a career hit or whatnot, but no, he's too young. It's if Vinny were 30, yes. Not at 23, no. Next question,
know.
Mari. I don't know. What? What? I don't. What do you mean you don't know? What
I'd
don't
like
you know?
I like to think that they'll end up together sooner than that. He's having his fun now. I understand that. But he's sad in the episode tonight.
Poor Mari. Poor Mari. Poor Mari. Mari.
No.
Mari. Listen to Papa Kev. It's the end of the. They're at the end of their 2 month period on this show. He's tired. He's worn out. He does like her. He does have feelings for her. But he's young and he's a guy and the hormones are raging. And the girls are plentiful and available. And he needs to ride this wave. And you know what? It's healthy for him to ride this wave because if he doesn't ride the wave, it'll just be divorce and bad things later. Let him ride the wave. Let's get some stuff out of our system.
She'll be there waiting for him at the end.
No, there'll be some like little 22-year-old Mari waiting for him at the end, and it'll be amazing when he's 31, 32. It'll be great.
Yeah, but I want him and Smithy to end up together, and I don't think
Mari.
She said tonight she wants to be a first priority and not a last resort.
Mm. Not going to happen. He's too young. Here's the hope you have when you go to bed tonight. You'll have hope that they can end up together because although I said to Phil tonight, I have actually, there's a film I'm working on and I feel like I want to cast one of the members of the Jersey Shore to be in it. And I feel like Vinny is the best actor out of the whole crew of them. That being said, I feel like, I don't know how exciting Vinny's going to be in 5 or 10 years where I do believe Nicole Snooki is going to continue to be exciting. So you may get your wish, just not now. You may get him 5 years or 10 years. You may get your wish. I don't feel Vinny has, he's a quiet kid. He's young deep down. And I don't feel like he's, excuse me, because I've had about, I see four in front of me and about 6 hours I had before this. When I say it, I mean beer. I don't feel like Vinny has the legs that Snooki has, that Situation has, that Pauly D has. So you may get your wish, just not now. Just give it some time. You may get your wish, just not now.
I hope so.
Just not now. My good. What about you guys? What about Ronnie's mom calling drunk?
Connie.
You know what? I actually think that's kind of sad. At first, I thought it was funny.
But yeah, but it was sad.
Talking to his mom after, and she was like, "Come on, you're embarrassing
me." No, she has
you're
a real problem.
Family.
Yeah, no, she's got a problem. The first one, it's like, okay, I get it. Second time around, like, okay.
It's, and it's like all day?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, is this Ghost of Jersey Shore future? Is this like what happens to them?
What them calling?
Alcoholic? Well, no, that they become that bad age when they're in their late 30s or whatever. Are they like loopy and drinking and calling their children?
I hope they don't have kids. But
you hope they don't procreate?
I hope there's more going on in their life.
Well, the only reason I hope they don't procreate because I'm hoping that in 10 years we're still at the Jersey Shore and we're still doing the show and they're still out drinking and having fun. Just have to take more steroids to pump the muscles up. You have no idea.
I think Sammy. I think Sammy drove Connie to drink.
Sammy drove Connie to drink.
Yeah.
Interesting. You know,
that's
I think it's a true statement.
Okay.
How about that?
Okay. And I believe that hearing Connie on the phone, and by the way, how great was situation talking to her? But I believe that in that moment, I'm with you, Mari. I felt bad, and I felt bad for Ronnie because I can see where his troubles come from. You know where his anger and things come. It comes from that, from the mom.
It's starting to make sense.
It's making sense. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, one of the things, Brant, I wish Brant were here tonight, but Brant's always saying that he feels as though the tides, or he's hoping the tides will turn when they go to Rome. And the tides he's talking about is the way it's a male-dominated house now. If they go to Rome, they're going to be American women in Rome. And American women in Rome are well sought after. Whereas guys in Rome or like Italian-Americans in Rome, I mean, I know I recently told an Italian-American, I said, oh, yeah, you know, I mean, I recently told an Italian, I said, oh, I'm Italian-American. She said, yeah, I'm sorry for you. That was her response. So what Brant's theory is that maybe the girls will now get the power and the boys won't be like the cool ones in the house anymore. And that's going to create a whole new degree of fiction. What do you think,
Mari?
Yeah,
a whole new dynamic. I totally agree with that. I definitely think that's going to happen.
I hope so. I mean, I hope so. I'm so, so, by the way, are they filming yet, you guys?
No. What is it?
Isn't it April?
Yeah like early April. Early April to like June.
You know. And Mari, how much time do you get off from that dump you work for?
Well, I just took some time off to go to L.A., so I don't know about the next time. Why, you want to hop a plane to Rome?
Well, I think Brant can get us to Rome.
I think there's a good possibility undercover. We can make Punta Cana and Rome without anyone
All
ever
right.
finding
that,
out.
That's like, that's a whole other thing. Mari, why aren't we all, like, Alexandra's in Punta Cana. Where's Roxy?
Acapulco.
These are our co-hosts that you know are all away on break, and we had chances to go and actually broadcast from down there. And then what happened, Phil?
And then, do you want me to tell the truth?
What's the truth? Why weren't we able to go?
Maria Menounos, she said no. she wanted us here in studio. She didn't want us having fun without her.
Because she wanted to go, right?
She did.
And the truth comes out.
Wow.
It came out. That's enough AfterBuzz TV exclusive.
You know, we went last year, Mari. We went on spring break, Phil and Ian Kaiser Sose. And
of course you.
Corey the Sheen Sheehan and myself. And... yeah, we had an amazing time.
We were lucky enough to go with Melina Perez of the WWE, who had a lot of star.
Yeah,
and
at the time, WWE Divas Champion and, you know, a native of Mexico. So it was like bringing Princess Diana to England. I mean, they were like, the roses were being put at her feet. And we did it upright. It was 7 straight days of drinking.
Where in Mexico were you?
Cancun. We did the whole scam, Senor Frogs. Like, we were living the Jersey Shore. And I was saying, that's when I had stupid money. And so, you know, I've run out of my stupid money. I got to go get some more stupid money for us. But I was saying to Jesse, and we were talking about this on commercial. So when I get a stupid money again and we get to do After Buzz from another spring break location, I wanted to figure out, like, Jesse, like, what do we do? Like, how do we get you guys? How do we pull guys for you? Like, I'm all for, like, I can grab, like, girl. I'm a great wingman for the guys getting the girls.
But
what do I do, Jesse, for you? How do we make this work?
Before we get there, I'm sorry. I don't mean to cut you off. Let's talk about Ian Kaiser Sose, who hasn't called in not that I want to get into this discussion. He hasn't called in since the second season. But B, in spring break, he had the great playbook. He got us all the girls, and then he realized that they were just 19. And wanted to pull out.
You know, you remember he got pulled?
Yeah.
Okay, so we were, there was a bunch of 19-year-old.
Just for the audience at home, I'm showing you a picture from Cancun.
Oh, nice.
Which one?
The one of you guys outside of Senior Frogs. Nice. Holding the t-shirt up.
Yeah, what's up?
Okay, so there were some 19-year-old girls from BC that we met. Nice group of girls. And
studied to be doctors.
Yeah, no, like they were like little Maris. They were very focused. They were ready to be successful, and they just wanted to have some fun for the night. So, was it Ian who grabbed them at first?
Yeah, it was Ian.
Okay, so Ian grabs them, and then Ian comes up and says to me, and I'm sitting back just like.
By the way, just to clarify too, Ian A is vegan and B doesn't drink.
Right. Okay. So just give you a little like intel, but for someone who's vegan and doesn't drink, really good game.
Oh, amazing.
Like a sleeper game. And like, it's like plays the whole like, oh, no. I just want to meet my next wife. I mean, like, you know, he's 30 years old. Like to this day, it's been one stripper after another. But yeah, but I'm just waiting to meet the right one, whatever. So he ropes in these 4 girls. He finds out they're 19 and he's like, the one girl, it was 19. And he comes up white as a ghost. He goes, she's only 19. That's it. I got to like back away. And now, Phil, I'm going to be very honest. Can I be honest?
Go ahead. All right. I don't even know what you're going to say, but go ahead.
Okay. So we were down there shooting we were down in Cancun having fun, also shooting a PSA.
Public service announcement.
And Phil was directing it. And Phil, just because Phil, workaholic Phil, was just focused on the work and not on, you know, what we like to for women, or as we say, bush. He was not focused at all.
A reference to Revenge of the Nerds, I found out
right,
this weekend.
Right, because we've got bush. So Phil was like, I have my shot list and I want to make sure the crew's on time tomorrow. And he wasn't having it. He wasn't and so I'm seeing Phil and I'm like, my goodness, we're in Cancun, we're on spring break, we want to have fun, and there's like Phil just all like just focused and amped up about his work, almost to the degree where he's like, okay, I'm going to go out politely and have like a beer with the crew, then I'm going to go home and work on my shot list and my call times and blah, blah, blah. So we're like falling apart.
Can you guys please play Revenge of the Nerds now?
What's that?
I'm no longer the nerd.
Okay, can you?
Nerd!
Thanks, right. Mari, for calling me out.
All right. Okay. Fine.
Get you back.
Fine. Fine. All true at the time. So Ian goes and she danced with this real pretty girl from BC college, and then he's like comes up to me. He's like, oh no. I just told her to go meet someone else. I can't do this. I said, I mean, what are you religious? I mean, what's your problem? He's like, she's only 19. I'm like, yeah, hello, like legal. What are you doing? Get involved. Get in the game. Okay, and you know what I did, Mari? What did you think
what
I did?
Do?
Me as the coach on the sidelines, I threw on the helmet and put myself in the game. Had to do it. Put myself in the game. I said, okay, now you're benched. I'm going in. And I went in, and I did what I had to do. And I had my, remember, Phil?
I remember.
I had my girl, and then we roped the other three girls, and we had our nice four 19-year-old Maris from BC, and we ended up having a wonderful evening together.
We did.
Dancing the night away till about 4 or 5 in the morning at Senior Frogs. Job well done. That's why I'm saying we got to get me. I just wish I could be at the Jersey Shore so bad with these guys. I had it for one moment in time, Mari. And then, I walked away and passed it on. By the way, where was Melina? She was dancing with Corey.
Yeah.
All that time. They were like.
Corey the Shine.
Yeah, Sheehan. Corey the Shine Sheehan. They were dancing over to the side. Anyway, we had a great time. And we was. So now can I bring it back to Jesse?
Uh-huh. Yes,
so Jesse, when we do this for us, like. Now we're going to rope you in, Jesse, to this, like, when I get my stupid money back, which I think, I got a good feeling, like, 6 to 8 months, I'm going to get some stupid money back, and we're able to go do, and now, instead of doing a PSA, we'll do remote after buzz.
Mm-hmm.
Jesse, what do we do? I never had a gay wingman. What do I do? How do I do it?
I mean, honestly, I really don't know, because whenever I go out, I'm the DJ of the club, so I don't, that's really kind of where I play my game.
By the way, amazing.
He doesn't need a wingman. No. He doesn't need a wingman.
Thanks,
DJ. Mar. He can handle it all on his own.
Everyone
okay,
needs
you
support.
Know what, Mar? You know, Mari, just really not helping. I mean, come on. We're a team. We're going out together. Like, we work together.
That's right.
We work together as a team. You just heard the story. Ian got nervous. Ian roped them in. He got nervous. He needed backup. Backup came. Phil met a future doctor. It was amazing.
He works for himself.
No, stop that. There's no I work alone. Only criminals work alone. Actually, good criminals work alone. Jesse, but you're right about I like the whole DJ scam because you're in the position of power. You're up higher from everybody. Like, that's how you pull ass.
And I gotta say, you will be popping my Virgin Club cherry because I've never gone. Out, I've never gone out. Someplace
I know that's
and
why
gone hunting. I've okay. never, I've never. Been
I know,
hunting.
But I want, but Jess, I want to support you on this. But do we have to go to? And I'll do it if we have to. Do we have to go to a gay bar or like could we go to a straight bar?
Well, we can go wherever. I mean,
no. But how are we gonna get you? How are we gonna pop that cherry?
Well, for the most part, not too many gay guys go to straight bars.
So we're gonna have to.
Even if
no,
they do they?
You know what? So I'm going in. F that. I'm going in. I'm putting on that. Like I said, if I have to get back in the game, the old aging veteran, one good last fight in him, I'm going in. So what we need to do is when we go on these trips, we're gonna have to find the gay bar for a couple of nights.
And we will definitely need a video recorder for that one.
Why? No, it's not about that. You can have your video recorder, but no, Jess, we got to do this. So, because I want to know, Jesse, like, what? I'm not going to leave you behind here. You have to, like, you're
yeah,
coming
no,
with
no
us.
No man left behind.
No
that's
man.
Well,
no. By the way, sadly enough, you know what the Pirates Code is?
What's it?
It's no. It's all about like you know. It is. They leave everyone behind. It's all about like.
That's
yeah.
true. But sad, luckily on
but,
on
but
Cancun,
we're a new age group of pirates.
In
no
Cancun,
man left behind.
I gotta say, I won't give names, but there was a certain individual. He made sure we always got home safe, despite however drunk we may have been, and then...
And then went to, like...
And then did his shenanigans.
And then late night... Yeah, no, we could say Big Joe. Big Joe was amazing. Bodyguard to Maria Menounos for years. Carmen Electra before that. He took care of Melina once everyone was tucked into bed. Then he took Corey, and he went out and had his fun. And God love him. Now, of course,
see,
that
sounds more my style of how I would normally do
all right,
it.
All right, you would do it like
but,
that.
But, so I you want to be, okay. wait, you want to be my bodyguard?
No.
Meaning
he's
that
saying
I would take care of you
fun,
guys.
And then afterwards have you the nonsense.
Well, yeah, because I wouldn't want to, to me, I would never
no,
want to drag my friends
like that.
To
no,
that.
No, you can't, Jesse, we're a team.
No, Joe got his dues throughout the night. It's not like he wasn't having fun and then had his fun.
Had his fun? He got a 19-year-old from BC. Remember the girl?
Oh, yeah. If I could tell the story on air of what Joe
yeah,
did.
No, okay, forget it. Whatever. It's fine. Yeah. It's fine. We don't have to go into it. But, no, Joseph, it can't be about that or it's not going to be a fun trip.
All right, so we're
and it's better no, and it's better that please. I'd rather we go with you rather than the Joe way of like tuck everyone in, then come, then knock on my door and say, bro, you got $1,000? And then I have to like give him money to go do whatever he was going to do for the rest of the night. I like your way better.
All right.
Now, Mari, how do you fit into this equation? Mari, you know what? I got two words for Mari. Fag hag.
I was just going to say, I feel like Mari would be my right wing woman.
You'd be awesome as a fag hag. Fantastic. Mari, have you ever been a...
I was always a very good wing woman in college for my guy friends. I always was.
No. This is a whole... Listen, this is something a little different. We're talking about guy-on-guy action. So I'm talking about...
Okay.
I need you to be a fag hag. A fag hag is some... Right, Jesse? Is someone who's going to, like, you know... She
comes out to the club with me. She oversees the drinking that I would do, you know, make sure that, you know, I don't get into too much trouble, and basically, you know, kind of points me in the direction of who I should be speaking to. She's almost like a gay manager, actually.
Right.
I like that. I think I'd be very good at that.
No, Jess, I can, like, all right, I'll pull ass for you all day long. That's ADL, all the, and there's not even a problem. The aging veteran will make his comeback. But, would they be offended that a straight guy is there, a straight guy's doing it? Would they, like, respect the fact that, like,
no, for the most part, they would, they would absolutely respect the fact that straight guys are going to the club with a gay man, because that just shows outside support.
Well, okay, because I can tell you, some of my experiences have been, And mind you, I don't blame them for this. I've noticed some bias where it's been like, you know what, straight guy, you don't belong. This is our play. This is our like little like cove. This is our safe haven. What are you doing here?
But did you go with a gay guy? If you went with a female, then that does come into play. But if you come,
it was with a female. You're right.
If you come supporting, they, you know, I'm like the key,
totally
to, key to the door. You can't.
And,
they they can't say nothing.
Okay. All right. So when we make this, like, when we make Super Trip 2 work, Jess, we got to build in some of these nights. Because I'm not having you, like, believe me, it was just as bad as, like, Phil down in Cancun, like, worrying about shot lists, like, drinking whatever, soda water, or, like, at the bar and just staring out in the space. That's just not what this is about. So we'll go do that. Maybe we'll have you do a shift as a DJ somewhere, whatever, get that out of your system. But I have no problem. Like, no, we'll go to the gay club. But what my problem has been, Jess?
What's that?
Is, of course, because everyone's drinking, so people are getting silly, is them being like, no, you're not straight. Shut up. You're just saying you're straight, but you want to, like.
But you have the key. You have me, and I say I'm in control of that situation.
So you say, right, you say he is straight.
What I say goes when it comes to that. Whoever my friends are, they're protected by the gay.
Yeah, no, we're just there.
The gay lobbyists.
Yeah, we just want to have fun. But would they be like, why are they, but would they be like, why are those guys here?
No, because you would be supporting me.
Yeah, we just want to have fun.
We came out for a trip. We were at the straight clubs all night.
Yeah, we did our deal.
You wanted to
right.
get me some
action. And we got to support our guy.
And I'm not even that person. We go in, we go out.
Yeah, because, like, no, Jesse, like, we have to make this work. Like, we can't just go down there and, like, be about our deal. It's got to be about the team. Now, Mari, are you in to help or no?
I'm in to help.
Oh, God, Mari, please. Like, I'm just always suspect if you're like, oh, yeah, I'm in to help. Like, no, Mari.
This is like, okay.
I don't joke about this stuff.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to come into L.A. I'm going to be on the show, and we're going to drink. I can only have two shots. Tops.
Wait, but she did get tipsy.
No, Mari. No, Mari.
You guys.
You did well, Mari. No,
you
did. You
did.
Mari, you did well. You were great.
You were impressed.
I was so impressed.
I was so. I do have a request soon that we go to commercial break simply because I have to peel the seal.
Ah, okay, and we've talked about nothing forever. Let's go to commercial break.
Want to find out what the AfterBuzz is about?
Janice is a drama queen.
This is the divide that is going to carry the series.
Give us a call at 347-855-8269.
This television, and they want it to be as dramatic as possible.
You'll mean it's Shakespearean.
You never know what goes on behind closed doors.
Get in on the AfterBuzz.
347-855-8269.
Now, in the eyes of Jimmy, Nucky is a villain.
Listen on iTunes.
I mean, who would you guys rather hear that from?
Find us on Facebook.
Your husband or your best friend?
Follow us on Twitter.
But then she's trying to kill him, so it justifies it. I'm like, oh, now it makes sense.
And visit us at AfterBuzzTV.com.
The wig!
The wig will come off.
Let that wig come off, baby.
No! What?
Boardwalk Empire.
Desperate Housewives.
Glee.
Gossip Girl.
Breaking Bad.
Mad Men.
True Blood.
The Walking Dead.
Big Love.
Jersey Shore.
The Oscars.
Celebrity Rehab.
The Emmys.
If it's hot, you can bet we'll be buzzing about it.
What's up? I feel much like Garth in Wayne's World. You guys remember that movie? Where Wayne gets, or he quits. I was talking about Wayne's World and how I feel like Garth. Remember that, Kev?
Yeah, of course. Don't worry about it, Garth. Wayne's here. You know what Dana Carvey said to me recently? It was actually about a year and a half ago. He said, you know, I do nothing but wish Wayne's World money on you.
Wayne's World is awesome.
He said, no, meaning he made so much money. That's why you kind of don't see him around much.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he did Saturday Night Live recently because he just is happy. He's made so much money. He actually does some new media as well. Not quite as well as AfterBuzz, but hey, you know what? Not that I'm a big fan of AfterBuzz, believe me, the way I've been treated. Sorry. All right. So, Mari, you still there?
I'm still here.
Oh, you're such a good kid, Mari. Okay, so every time like we get fired up, we talk about like our spring break trips. By the way, we're also invited to Panama City.
From who? This is news.
This is news. A bunch of seniors from Merrimack College.
Oh, yeah.
Have invited us. What is that?
That's our auto tune.
That's T-Pain recorded a special little auto tune for us.
Nice. yeah, we're invited to Panama City if we want to do break shows. It probably wouldn't be this week. It might be next week.
Next week with the Merrimack girls. It's by Boston.
Right. I'm sorry. Yeah, it's a college in, I think, Andover.
It's not a city in Mexico.
No.
By the way, I'm still very ticked off because when we found out Alexander Kaplan was going to Punta Cana and was like, oh, it's in Mexico, it's only 3 to 4 hours away. I was like, okay, we could potentially do that. Little did someone drop the ball, and it's actually in the Dominican Republic, and I'm going to blame you, Mari, I'm going to blame you, Jesse, I'm going to blame Roxy, because everyone said Mexico.
Whoa. I was very surprised when I heard it was Dominican Republic. I believe it was Roxy. I do believe it was Roxy.
And Roxy...
Mari, comment?
I'm going to sound stupid, but I don't know. So you admit it
tonight, but you couldn't admit it last night that you told me the wrong information.
No, wait, guys. Can I tell you one thing? I admire the stupidity because it's fully in line with the Jersey Shore. That's why with the Jersey Shore After Show, none of us would know any better. I'm actually very proud of everyone. Let's go to news and gossip. Do we have any?
AfterBuzz.
Well, we've already reported that the situation made a terrible gig at Comedy Central's roast of Donald Trump. The reality star's jokes were not delivered well, and some of them were too painful and not funny to hear, that Comedy Central has decided to actually cut them.
Wow. Wait. When did you guys report this?
Last week.
We were just talking about this tonight at the St. Patty's Day party I was at. My friends watched the Donald Trump roast on Tuesday, and they said the situation was awful. And one of my friends, he's a huge Situation fan, he said that he totally bombed, that it was awful. Like, he went so far as to say that he doesn't even think that he can, like, make much money from his star power.
Okay, let's go around the room. Let's go around the room. Really quickly, Jesse, why did he bomb?
Because he's not a comedian.
Why did he bomb, Phil?
He's not a comedian, he's not a reality star, and he doesn't even know Donald Trump. Why is he there?
Okay, Mari, why did he bomb?
He's not a comedian.
Okay, very good.
All right, well,
this is actually what it is. This guy is not a comedian. He's not a performer. It takes a certain talent to know how to deliver a joke. There's a setup. There's a release. There's so many things involved with delivering a joke. You can train to learn it. The greats just happen to have that ability. It's not what he has. What he has is a personality, and we're all enamored with who he is in reality. But as far as like reading lines that are written for him by like writers, like no. Of course the guy's gonna bomb. You know, he was out of his element. But if I'm his manager, I say, you know what, still a good ad. It's a big national hit. People are still talking about him. He'll be okay.
Exactly. Well, among some of the jokes removed were some racial humor directed at Snoop Dogg, who was not amused when hearing it, saying, quote, "Yo, Snoop Dogg, what up, dog? You know, you have so much in common with Donald Trump. Trump's ancestors were into real estate, and your ancestors were considered property."
You know what? And again, the only knock on Sitch is that he said it. That was written for him. That was not even by his people. That was written for him by the writers of the roast. He was told to say it. And knowing him and knowing, again, he had done some work for Access Hollywood. He's a humble kid who's still going to be pretty overwhelmed and respectful of the, quote, powers that be. So I'm sure when he's fed these lines, he's going to say, oh, okay, I'll read them. So it's not like this isn't really a knock on the situation. It's really more a knock on the network.
That's the only reason why I can't be fully upset with it. Because, there's no way he was smart enough to even come up with this type of thing.
Right. No, and he just was. And furthermore, even if he didn't want
to
say
it. Dumb enough to even say it. It's pretty bad.
Yeah, but that, Mari, this is the Sitch. I mean, come on. And it's not just dumb. It's like, you have to understand, these are poor kids that are, at the end of the day, are very overwhelmed by this business. And you know they're not going to say no to some big studio head or network executive or some head writer. They're going to go, oh, okay, I'll read it. They don't, you know, no. Now, a good manager would say, you know what? That's not what we're saying. Me, if I were in that equation, I would have said, he's not saying it. If that were Maria Menounos, I'd be like, no, she's not saying it. And you're going to have to go through me or I'll pull her out of the show. But it's his people that are to blame. It's the writers that blame. It's not the situation.
Question, do we think that maybe this is a leeway into him getting his own comedy roast? Because I would have preferred to see a roast on the situation than
exactly.
Donald Trump.
Exactly. And by the way, in the way it's been portrayed, I thought it was the way everyone picked on him. I thought it was the situation.
Yeah, people did pick on him. Yeah. Whitney Cummings.
Oh, yeah. And
you always pick up your white T-shirt, show your ass. Why don't you put that
cover your face
all the way over your head, cover up that situation.
Right. And by the way, and funny, she's very gifted. But by the way, interesting that they go after him because to me, he's hotter than Trump. Oh. Like when I see the previews of this thing, I thought it was his roast. Absolutely, and you know what? Why not roast him at some point if he would allow it? Why not?
I totally agree. Well, he also gave a degrading joke about deaf actress Marley Matlin, saying, quote, "I was born in Staten Island, which is a New York borough, not to be confused with the borough Marley blows on stage in Tijuana." He said, adding, "Relax, she didn't even hear it. I mean, hey, at least her mouth is good for something, right?"
Like, okay, again, just not, like, he's not a comedian. He should not be, delivering those lines. It's not even organic to him. He wouldn't think of that. He wouldn't say that. And you know what? Like, I see this guy on the show. I don't see him as a guy who would be picking on a girl I couldn't hear.
Absolutely.
It's just poo-poo on the writers, on the producer of the show, and on his management team for not saying, like, no. Not saying this. And by the way, Marley, sweet kid. Maria Menounos did the celebrity all-star game with her baseball. Last one that was played on Yankee Stadium. And I spent quite a bit of time with her and her husband. No one nicer. I just, like, why? And this is why sometimes I get down on comedians and the guys in that world. Because they are just so bitter and miserable and cruel. Like, and and I get like when you just want to be funny, but I also it's like
there's a certain point.
Yeah, and it's not necessarily that there is a point. It's just like God, like she's not even like it's not like she's super relevant right now. If she was like on the number one show on television or like the top 10 show on television, like okay, I get it, but like why? Like why are you gonna like?
Well, is she on Celebrity Apprentice?
She's
right
on
now?
Celebrity Apprentice.
She's on Celebrity Apprentice right now, but like. Still, I don't know. I think that there's other ways to be funny.
Well, the That's final all. Joke
it's,
of the
it's too easy.
The final joke of the night that was cut was a roast on Donald Trump saying Trump is a good-looking dude if your eyes are like Marley Matlin's ears. And according to the Guido, the jokes were a collaboration between him and the writers and claimed since it's being his first time, he thought he held himself together and didn't crumble as many would just walk off the stage.
Oh, why was he booed?
Oh, yeah, he was completely booed. Yeah. And the host of the show actually came up on stage and told everyone to cut it out and pulled him off.
Wow. Well, I mean, he's going to compliment himself for actually just taking the beating.
Could I ask you a question?
Sure.
Now, obviously, this was pre-taped. Do they do sort of a rundown? I mean, they had to have known, or I'm asking, that he wasn't going to deliver these lines well. Yes or no?
No, I mean, I think, listen, writers aren't directors, Phil. Mm-hmm. Remember we talked, it's funny, at After Buzz, we had a big meeting with the brass today, and they were telling us, because we're going to start having more stars come in, and the etiquette with dealing with stars, and a lot of shows that are out there, with the exception of the higher-end shows, like the Jimmy Fallons or the Kimmels, Lettermans, a lot of the lower level shows don't treat their guests very well, and you know what we were hearing today was like, listen, whoever you get, you need to treat them very well, treat them in a certain manner. But I mean, at the end of the day, like a lot of these people, like maybe don't know how to treat people the way you know the way they're supposed to, and especially like comedy writers, that's the area I started out in. And for sitcom, you get some of the most miserable, unhappy, depraved people that write comedy. Ironically, because you're trying to make people laugh and be joyful. Very dark group of people, and unfortunately, you'll see it come out in a roast per se. But I don't know. If I were his people, I would absolutely have him do it. It's a great hit for him, but I probably would have micromanaged a little bit of what he was saying because it's out of his wheelhouse.
Yeah.
Unless he wrote those jokes, and I'd say, okay, go own it, do it. But he's all about owning what I like about him and Snooki and J-Wall and the characters on that show that do work. They own who they are. Right? They own who they are. They're like, this is who I am, and I'm not afraid to be who I am. I'm the situation. My stomach is actually called the situation. Snooki is like, this is what I'm all about. J-Wow is like, I'm going to bite you. After I have sex with you, I'm going to bite your head off. And they own that. He can't really own those lines because that's not really who he is.
No. So, and again, I don't see him as the type of guy. For me, I said it. He doesn't know Donald Trump.
No.
So why are you even involved? Not saying like why are you involved with this, but like you don't
know
Donald Trump.
I'd still have him there, Phil, because it's a great hit. It's a great hit for him.
But again, for me, you just don't know Donald. So it's definitely out of his element. You know, Donald Trump is a whole different audience.
Yeah. I say if it's not him, it's his people who need to say listen. There's just certain things we're not going to say. I know it's a roast. I know we're all about being mean or cruel.
And I think for me, that's the angle they should have played. I haven't seen the roast yet. But I think it should have been like, dude, I don't even know you, but I'm here.
Right. Well, that's how Artie Lang played it with William Shatner. Mm-hmm. He's like, I don't know you. I never watched Star Trek. Only losers watch Star Trek. He was great. Yeah. He was like, and whatever. Salute.
And that would have been, for me, that would have been an amazing angle.
Right. So. And they play, you know, as I was making my point earlier, and because I'm sorry, I'm about 10 beers in, I lost my train of thought. But a lot of these writers lose sight of that. So they just think, oh, this is a really funny joke. But they're not thinking of who's saying the joke and making the joke organic to the situation rather than just, oh, yeah, this is really funny. Oh, yeah, that is a funny line. Great. Does not play well coming out of the situation's mouth. So something that relates to the situation, being Italian, Trump, you know, not that I've ever been to the bank, Donald. I mean, I could think of like 10, 20 different things to say myself. But again, this is where writers, why they stay writers and don't evolve into producers and showrunners is because they don't, or directors is because they don't know that. They don't have that ability to know the party they're dealing with and to think it through all the way. Anyway.
All right. Well, Snooks has a new BFF. The Shore star who recently claimed that she hates her wild portrayal on the MTV series told OK Magazine that she and Paris Hilton became friends after attending several of the same events in Los Angeles and Las Vegas over the past year. Snooki continued to say, quote, I think we both like to have a good time. I think the only difference is she's a effing giraffe and I'm a shrimp. She's a crazy party girl. I'm surprised people don't know. Which I don't get because we do know Paris Hilton's a party girl.
Yeah. When is that news?
Right.
Really?
It's news to Snooki, though.
And my take on that is that Paris Hilton knows that her star is, at this point, dimmer.
Fading.
Yes. Not that it won't come back. That's classic Hollywood. It's a Ferris wheel. It goes up, it comes down. But Snooki is red effing hot. And Paris is going to glom onto that. No question about it.
And good looks for Snooki because I feel like Paris will kind of raise her into the Hollywood life.
Right. Yeah, I don't think it will hurt. But I've always said about all these kids on the Shore that at the end of the day, they continue to prove they're good kids. Maybe not against, say... all the reality shows, but against the low rent reality shows, the bad girls clubs, and even the Simple Life. If you look at all those shows, the Housewives, these kids are very, very decent deep down. And I don't feel that. I'm sorry, I don't feel that about Paris, but I do feel that about Nicole. I feel like she's a very decent kid deep down.
I agree with that totally.
All right, what's our next thing?
So according to Hollywood News, the Jersey Shore cast will be hitting up France before they begin filming the fourth season in Italy. The cast is reportedly set to begin filming in Italy in May, but first they will be going to France in April to promote their show. Snooki, JWoww, The Situation, and the rest will reportedly be attending MIPT, an international TV conference. The event will reportedly take place April 4th through 7th in Cannes, France.
And that's
Cannes. Oh my goodness, that's crazy, but great for them, you know. Like, so they're really becoming international.
Will they be presenting the Palme d'Or?
Perhaps.
By the way, those of you who don't know, the Palme d'Or is the Cannes Film Festival. It's like the Oscars of the Cannes Film Festival. So that would be amazing.
Listen, I'm really happy for these kids. One of the things that working with Maria, you always like to go international. Like we've worked with Greece, we've done things with England, Australia. It just opens up many possibilities. And the fact that MTV is international and the fact that they're going to France, I love it. I'm really happy for these guys. I think it's going to help them a lot.
Well, a little drama on Monday night. Our pint-sized Snooki took a turn as the host of WWE Monday Night Raw.
Yeah, baby.
Where she dove into the ring in a leopard print blazer and thrashed another woman's head repeatedly into the floor. Snooki had partnered with professional wrestler Trish Stratus. To take on Michelle McCool and partner Layla.
Yeah, Layla, alias Lay Cool. Okay, now... you might all be surprised that I'm a fan of the Jersey Shore and also a huge fan of the WWE. I know that probably is shocking to everybody. But yeah, with WrestleMania, buy rates have been down for the WWE and a lot of their pay-per-views. And they really need to go for it with this WrestleMania. They've brought back The Rock. And I think Stone Cold will be involved. And I think we're going to be doing... Stone Cold is going to host the new incarnation of Tough Enough. Ooh, which I believe AfterBuzz is going to cover.
Yes,
we do.
I know, Phil, you're working on hosts.
We have, well, you want to be involved, but
absolutely.
But we have absolutely amazing guests that we're lining up. I don't want to give too many away because it has come to haunt us in the past where we've revealed who we're going to have on the show, and then they're like, no.
Okay. But needless to say, I know a little bit about that world, and so for them, they know Snooki's red hot as a pop culture icon. Get her involved, pay her a few bucks. It's a nice, probably a nice payday for her. It's a great hit. It's a win-win for the both of them. Great cross-promotion. And
Question, is Michelle McCool and Layla, are they Diesel?
What does that mean? I'm sorry. I mean,
are they like butch girls?
No. In real life or like as characters?
Well, no, just as a... I mean, to see Snooki in a ring with somebody.
As characters, it would think of vintage Simple Life. Think of Nicole and Paris originally, before Nicole had children, before Paris tried to talk about charities. Like, they play this... Their characters are very shallow, very fun, very into fashion, very into awesome. That's their thing.
That's hot.
So not even going...
That's hot. Right. They're heels. It gets me emotional thinking about the fact that they took the title from our very own Melina Perez, who we went on spring break with, we mentioned earlier. So I get kind of violent when I talk about them.
So not even, because I think the last time I watched wrestling, the female that I remember is Sable. So not even, like, Sable was kind of...
That was...
I'm bringing it back.
That's a long time ago. Reina Mero.
Oh, I'm just trying to picture body-wise. Like, these girls are really more Paris.
Oh, no, they're beautiful. One, I believe Michelle McCool and...
Yeah, and Layla.
Michelle McCool, one of them is tall and thin, and the other one's a little shorter. But the tall and thin one, gorgeous girl. The shorter one is also very pretty. And that's their whole thing, is that they're just wicked hot. They're great villains, great villains. And Trish Stratus is a legend. And as far as divas go, she's someone who's retired, but she had the title for a very long time, and probably as of now would be remembered as one of the greatest divas, next to Moolah, because she had the title for quite some time. Although, I still say pound for pound, Melina Perez, not just because she's a fan of the show and a friend of ours, but if you study Melina's moves as a female, her repertoire of moves are stuff we've never even seen before. I mean, she's invented moves we've never even seen before.
I mean,
or as an acrobat.
I mean, I'm not the biggest fan of wrestling per se, but... just hearing her speak about it and the passion with which she
loves it.
It is incredible.
No, she gives it her all. And we'll have to, you know, maybe we'll get her to call in next week and talk about
I know it's tough for them because, I mean, they're very strictly controlled.
Yeah, she got to stay in character, and we don't want to take her out as much, you know, and break down that fourth wall. But I'll watch the Snooki thing closely. I'll know by next week more.
All right. Well, between poundies, Snooki took the time to primp. And you think that this is a nightclub on a boardwalk, little girl? Asked WWE star Vicky Guerrero, who followed by issuing a challenge to compete in WrestleMania 27 on April 3rd. I will see you there, baby, Snooki replied. Today, the 4'9" reality star tweeted, "Rumor has it was a stunt double of me in the ring at Raw. Get real, baby. It's the Snooks."
I believe it. You know, Snooki has her cheerleading background. I'm sure she moves pretty well.
Yeah.
And
I agree.
Yeah, and it was, I think I would have known. I saw her perform on there. It was fun. You know, she did the takedown. And again, bringing it back to our own Maria Menounos, who wrestled in a tag team.
Yeah, that was...
Guest host of Raw. And
that was about last October?
It was about a year ago.
That was, I gotta say, I don't know, I keep rewatching that because I have to sometimes edit that footage, and oh my god, like, some of the moves just still amaze me.
Yeah, she did a great job. And Maria says, and here's Maria, who has done the movies, done the Oscars, done the Emmys, interviewed the president, President Obama, President Bush, President Clinton. And yet, she says one of her greatest memories is wrestling for the WWE. She's like, there was nothing like having 20,000 people cheer and go crazy for you as you're doing this. She said there was no adrenaline feel like that in the world. And she said she'd get back in the ring tomorrow. Yeah. Loved it.
And she had that she had the amazing like bra with the grease flag.
Yeah, they made her the outfit, and they had the Greek music playing, her entrance song. And I know they have mentioned maybe SummerSlam for her to be involved, but you know, we'll see. But I think for Nicole, great move.
Yeah,
great move. Pop culture, WrestleMania, like I think an excellent move for her, and I'll be looking forward to seeing her involved.
All right. Well, stirring up some jealousy is Angelina Pivarnik, who is upset that her one-time castmate, Nicole Snooki, is taking over the wrestling ring. Pivarnik recently wrestled with TNA and is reportedly trying to make a career of it. Angelina claims Snooki is, quote, a fat troll who should never wear those shorts or be in a wrestling ring, and is copying her because she's always been jealous of her. However, Jenny JWoww was actually the first one involved with TNA.
This is, in my opinion, this is purely Angelina just trying to get some attention, get some press, create some heat. One of the big things in the wrestling world is for people to find ways to create heat, to get publicity. They call it a work. That's the name for it. I just feel like she's just...
And I gotta say, we haven't talked about this. You know Vince, right?
I mean, I've met him several times. I interviewed with him when I was younger, like more like in your age group. Right. And yeah,
that's a big fact.
Now, are these two shows, would they be able to have stars interact with each other?
Never.
And WWE's the bigger of the two?
I would say it's Coke and Pepsi, except that the WWE is far, far bigger than TNA. TNA is relevant, and they have something good going on Spike, and it's great for the wrestlers because it means more employment for them, and they have a little bit of leverage against Vince. So it's always nice to have like another ticket. But at the end of the day, WWE is just like a worldwide phenomenon.
And the only reason I ask is because, do we think that this could be leading up to Angelina versus Snooki?
No. This is Angelina just clinging, just trying to
glom. This is Angelina trying to get in After Buzz TV news and gossip every week.
Absolutely.
Every week. Because we always have her.
Because every day that goes by, it fades more and more for her, because at the end of the day, she just didn't have the legs for this. She just didn't have it. From day one, they brought her back, and they milked whatever they could out of her.
It was 3 episodes season 1.
Right.
And then, apart from the 2 episodes in season 2, and now obviously she's gone, so.
Yeah, I mean, it was
she's every week after Buzz TV
just
News.
Just trying to glom on, but you'll see her just fade away. It's just I don't know. Nothing.
Well, she made headlines again, claiming that Mike the Situation is really gay and he may not realize it, saying, quote, "I think he's gay because of the way he talks and the way he abuses girls. He talks down to women. I honestly feel like he's in the closet right now and doesn't want to come out." An agent for Sorrentino, who is a large gay fan base, called the comments ridiculous, saying, "The only way she can get press is to slander my client."
I would happen to believe that, but Jesse, what are your thoughts as a gay man?
Well, it is kind of funny, actually, because at times when I do watch the show and I have talked to it with other gay men, I wouldn't be surprised if he ever did come out. Or if there was ever a glitch of a rumor of the past, I would 100% believe it, just because of how he tries to get a rise out of people. You know, for me, when you promote how straight you are, when you promote even just how the age that he is, the childish mentality he has, there's a lot of straight guys with that, but there's just something about him. And like last week, we saw him actually putting the face mask on Snooki, and he did a wonderful job of it. And not to say that, you know, the straight guys can't do it, but this is, I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised.
Mari, what do you think?
Now I have to blow my exclusive for next week. That's what I was
going to say. Okay. Let's save it for next week. But let's at least say this. You kind of agree with Jesse?
Several of my friends and I have had a discussion that we think that he's gay.
Okay. I would say that, you know, here's something you're going to think I'm ridiculous. When I see him smoke a cigarette, he looks a little feminine.
Nope, I would agree. That's one of those little things that you watch on the show and you're just like, really?
I have a friend, our very, very, very dear friend, Randall Malone, of film star Randall Malone, a very dear friend of AfterBuzz TV, said his little trick to get to see if someone's gay or not, and can we make sure we have the camera on me for this? He said, ask somebody to say, you know what? Check your fingernails. Now, if somebody checks it like this, not gay. Meaning, if they bring, I don't know, how do I describe that, Phil? For people who have not seen the show.
Camera on me.
Go, Phil.
Right, Jesse? We good? All right. So, if I go like this, which I'm not doing.
No, Phil, show the way I did it.
You went like this.
Okay, so describe that, though, for people who are not watching us. When you bring your
when you bring your fingernails to your eyesight,
as if you're biting your fingernails.
That would be a straight man. Now the gay man, camera back to me, please, would be. And now Jesse asked me to check my fingernails.
Check your Kev. Could I see your check your fingernails for a second?
Okay. So true.
Okay, so bringing the palm of the hand down, okay, the palm of the hand's facing down, the fingernails out, checking them that way. I'm not saying this is right or wrong. I'm not saying this is true or not. A friend of mine said a great barometer for gay or not gay.
I've definitely heard that before. However, I mean, when someone even actually brought that up to me, I check my fingernails looking the biting the fingernail way. So, I mean, it wouldn't work with me.
But Jesse, I've also had the thick, giant layer of mud.
Exactly. That's
right.
True.
You've been like, you know what? You lived in that world of like, shut up, you're straight, you're a good looking guy, go get your girls and shut up.
Right.
Just fall in line.
Absolutely.
Okay. So I think, you know, with my opinion is with Sitch is he, if this is true, if there's any modicum of truth to this, he has no idea. He doesn't know. I don't think he knows.
I do. If it is true, I think he does know. But I think at this point, it's like, well, hey, I'm famous right now. Let's ride the cards out. And I think he's along that.
No, I don't think he is.
Or he has somebody very close to him who he's dealing with, and he knows his secret is safe.
No, I mean, the fact that he liked Sammy from the get-go, you know, that was at a time when there were...
When it was fresh.
Yeah, it was fresh. He didn't know that he was going to be this huge icon. That's when he was at his...
But even still, Phil, you know, you're still dealing with society that's going to tell you you need to be, you know, straight is the cool way to go. So I wouldn't use that as a barometer. I think I've known guys like this that will never know. I mean, they'll never admit it to anyone, and they'll never even admit it to themselves. And then they get really drunk, and they get a little silly, and then they pull back.
Exactly.
But I'm telling you, Jess, it's so painful to admit it to themselves, so don't be so sure that he's admitting it to himself, because that's usually the most painful thing.
Oh, absolutely. I definitely
so, like yeah, you never know. I'm not saying one way or another. I just know I love the Sitch either way. Much love
to him. We gotta get the.
And he was 100% right, and he was the patriarch of the family, and I was grateful to have him on tonight's episode.
That's right.
Keeping things on track, regardless of what Mari says.
All right, and that's your AfterBuzz TV Jersey Shore news and gossip for March 17th, 2011.
Well, we've once again, because I was overserved, I talked too much, so we need to go right to
predictions.
Yes. All right. All right, Phil, what's up for next week? Next week finale?
Season
finale.
Wow, it is the season finale. Total bomb. I'm still not thinking that. But we're left with a huge cliffhanger, and then as we're watching the previews, Very.
Yeah, what's up with the wet firecracker?
JWoww's dogs pooping. Okay. That's...
No, we're left with this amazing cliffhanger where it's like, oh my goodness, the house is going to blow up. And then it's like, next week we're going to see, oh my goodness, JWoww's dog like pooped in the corner.
And that's, okay, sure.
So what's predictions? Is it going to be one of those things with shenanigans?
No.
In 30 seconds, they're going to resolve whatever, like...
Well, let's compare it to Miami. We were sort of winding down very much in Miami. There was nothing we were building up to. And here, we're finally getting something, and we're hitting the climax. Obviously, from the press, we sort of know... Well, we can guess of, like, how it turns out, because obviously we know... we've seen the cast outside of the Jersey Shore after they've done filming, you know, whether it be the MTV Awards situation on Dancing with the Stars, whatever. So, I don't know. I think it'll be kind of the, I don't know. I was going to try to come up with an adjective, but I don't know. It's going to be a very different season finale than we've
seen. Do you think, are you a good or anticlimactic, Phil?
I think good.
They're going to give us like a boom. They're going to give us like, you know.
I think we're going to pick off right where we left off with tonight's episode, and then slowly but surely we'll sort of come down to the end of it. Because right in season two, they didn't necessarily know that they were going to do a season three or no. I don't know. And so they felt like it was the last time they were going to see each other. And here kind of, I guess they never expected a season four. But at the same time, they were in a familiar environment where it was like the Jersey Shore. This is where they've always gone. So it's not a goodbye.
Okay, but, I mean, we're going to have like a good finale.
It's going to be very good.
All right. Mari, what's up?
I'm just waiting to hear what's on the other end of that phone call when Situation calls to find out about what happened. I'm trying to figure out.
I know,
what
me
it
too.
Is
but, Mari,
made out.
But Mari, aren't you concerned that the preview for next week was nothing about that? It was all like drivel.
But you know they have to start the show out like that.
I know, but in the past they've tricked us, and they've resolved it in like 15 seconds.
Yeah.
And
well, they're at least starting out the show with that.
I know, but Mari, I want more.
And then they're going to have to, you know, they're going to spend the last 10 minutes doing all the sad goodbyes and things like that, because it's the finale.
What do you think? So are we going to have a good finale or what?
Very good, Dean Johnson.
I mean, I think there's going to be some fights. I think there's going to be some fights.
I love my fights.
Sammy and Fitch.
I love.
And Ronnie and Sammy.
By the way, not that we condone this in any way, but... We haven't seen one fight this whole season.
No, we need a brawl at the end.
And with we're not saying with people in the Jersey Shore house, but with people outside. And you know what? Whether that's Danielle the stalker's father, whatever, I'll take that.
I'll take anything. But you know what? I'm gonna really hit a depression after next week, you guys.
We're just gonna stay drunk till Rome.
Oh, maybe we do the updates. Like, Mari, what do we do? Mari, you have the highest IQ out of all of us. What do we do to handle this till Rome?
Let's hope that Real World Vegas gets pretty crazy so we can...
You know what? You know what? I look at Real World Vegas, it's like... It's almost like going from spinach to broccoli. It's like going from heroin to what, Phil?
Crack?
No, crack's as good as heroin. What's like...
PCP.
No. We're going down. Like, heroin is awesome, and we've got to, like, go down to, like,
weed.
What? Like, weed.
Weed.
Right. So I look at, like, Real World Vegas' weed. I saw my first episode tonight. I did like it. I think I'm going to, like, violently get involved over the next few weeks. Sorry, Phil. I'm going to be muscling my way into those shows.
You're more than welcome to join.
I know Maria Menounos does the after shows, so, like, I need to be involved anyway, but I like the way they're going. They're definitely ripping off what's going on with Jersey Shore, which is nice to see. So, but it's not going to be the same as the Shore. But that'll
it's really not. And I'll
so that'll be like our gateway drug to keep us going.
Yeah.
So it's almost like, well, I forget what they give you. I forget the drug they give heroin addicts. What do they give the heroin addicts when they're in the hospital? They give them something.
Well, I don't know.
Cipollin, there's a name for it. Anyway, that's it. That's
I'm sure
it.
It's just... You know, I was going to say it's just placebos or whatever.
No. There's some kind of like midway drug they they give you. That's what Real World Vegas is. All right, everyone, thank you so much for putting up with our drunkenness.
Happy Thanks for watching St. our Patrick's first Day. Video show.
And there'll be many more. And more in store for us. Mari, we'll talk to you next week, eh?
Talk to you next week.
And we'll have Roxy back and Alexander and Brant and everyone else.
Is Brant not
sure.
here because he feels he's too ugly for the video side of things?
Brant is a Ken doll. I'm sure that's the last thing on his mind. Anyway, we love you guys, and please tune in next week.
That's right.
For producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer DJ Jesse Janity, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for tuning in to the AfterBuzz TV network. If you have questions, comments, or would like to host an AfterBuzz show of your own, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com. And you can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by searching for AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later, bitches! Where's Mari? The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only, do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.